Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Learn, Improve, Master, How to Develop Any Skill and Excel at It by Nick Velasquez is a practical guide for anyone who wants a clearer, more repeatable way to get better at something that matters. Rather than treating talent as a fixed trait, the book focuses on the learnable mechanics behind improvement, choosing the right skill, breaking it into trainable parts, practicing with intention, and staying consistent long enough to see results. It frames skill building as a process you can design, not a mystery you either have or you do not. Readers can expect a motivating, action-oriented approach that emphasizes self-awareness, goal setting, and steady iteration. The core promise is simple: with the right structure, feedback, and mindset, progress becomes predictable. Whether you are aiming to advance professionally, pick up a creative craft, or strengthen a personal habit, the book offers a roadmap to move from beginner confusion to confident competence through purposeful practice and smart planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing the right skill and defining success. A central idea in the book is that improvement starts before practice begins, with a deliberate choice of what to learn and why. Many people fail early because they pick goals that are vague, trendy, or disconnected from their real priorities. Velasquez emphasizes clarifying motivation and defining what success looks like in observable terms. Instead of saying you want to get better at writing or fitness, you would identify measurable outcomes such as publishing a certain number of pieces, improving a benchmark lift, or completing a project by a date. This clarity creates direction, reduces frustration, and makes it easier to track progress. The book also encourages readers to assess constraints like time, energy, money, and access to resources. Choosing a skill that fits your current season of life increases the odds you will stick with it long enough to benefit. Another important element is setting a baseline so you can see improvement relative to where you started. When success criteria are specific and realistic, the learning process becomes less emotional and more objective. The reader is guided to think like a designer of their own development plan, aligning goals with values and building a foundation for consistent practice. Secondly, breaking a skill into components and building a learning plan, the book highlights that complex abilities are rarely learned as a single block. They are built from smaller subskills that can be trained, tested, and improved individually. Velasquez encourages deconstructing the target skill into core components, identifying the highest leverage parts, and practicing them in a planned sequence. This approach prevents the common trap of doing the full activity repeatedly without understanding why progress stalls. A learning plan emerges from this breakdown. The reader is prompted to outline what to learn first, what to learn next, and what standards will indicate readiness to advance. This creates a sense of momentum because each practice session has a defined purpose. It also makes practice easier to schedule, since you can choose a narrow focus for a short session rather than feeling overwhelmed by the whole skill. The plan is not presented as rigid. Instead, it is treated as a living system that you adjust based on results and feedback. By turning a big, intimidating goal into a map of smaller targets, the reader can move from random effort to structured progression. Over time, this component-based thinking improves not only the current skill, but also the ability to learn future skills faster. Thirdly, deliberate practice and feedback loops that accelerate progress. Velasquez emphasizes that time spent is not the same as effective practice. The book leans toward deliberate practice principles, focused sessions with clear goals, immediate feedback, repetition of key elements, and gradual increases in difficulty. This method contrasts with autopilot practice, where you simply do the activity and hope improvement happens. The reader is guided to practice at the edge of current ability, where mistakes are likely, but learning is strongest. Feedback is positioned as essential. That feedback can come from a coach, a peer, a community, or self-review tools like recordings, checklists, and performance metrics. The key is to shorten the loop between action and correction. When you know exactly what went wrong and how to adjust, progress becomes faster and more reliable. The book also encourages reflective review after practice, such as noting what improved, what stayed weak, and what should be the next focus. This creates a compounding effect. Each session informs the next, and practice becomes a series of experiments rather than a grind. Readers are taught to aim for precision and learning value, not just effort. Over time, the deliberate practice mindset builds confidence because improvement becomes something you can repeatedly produce. Fourthly, mindset, consistency, and overcoming plateaus. A major obstacle in skill development is not the initial learning curve, but the middle period, when progress slows and motivation dips. Velasquez addresses the mental side of mastery by focusing on consistency, patience, and a growth-oriented mindset. Readers are encouraged to expect friction and to treat setbacks as information, not identity. This shift reduces the tendency to quit when results are not immediate. The book frames consistency as a system rather than a mood. That includes setting routines, protecting practice time, and reducing decision fatigue with simple schedules and predefined session formats. Small, repeated actions are portrayed as more powerful than occasional bursts of intense effort. When practice becomes part of identity and routine, it becomes easier to maintain through busy weeks. Plateaus are treated as normal. The reader is guided to respond by adjusting variables, changing the difficulty, focusing on a weaker subskill, seeking better feedback, or taking strategic rest to avoid burnout. The emphasis is on staying engaged and curious rather than forcing the same approach harder. By preparing the reader for the emotional realities of long-term improvement, the book helps build resilience. That resilience is what turns early competence into lasting capability. Lastly, applying mastery to real-world performance and long-term growth, the final theme is turning practice into performance and making improvements sustainable over years. Velasquez highlights that a skill is ultimately proven in real contexts. A presentation delivered under pressure, a competitive event, a public creative release, or consistent execution in a job role. The reader is encouraged to bridge the gap between controlled practice and real-world demands by simulating conditions, practicing under constraints, and gradually increasing stakes. Another emphasis is creating an ongoing improvement cycle. Rather than declaring the skill finished, the reader learns to set new targets, raise standards, and keep refining technique. This mindset supports both personal development and professional advancement. The book also implies that mastery includes decision-making, knowing what to practice, what to ignore, and when to shift focus to complementary skills that enhance results. In this topic, the learning process becomes transferable. Once you understand how to define goals, break down skills, practice deliberately, and adapt through feedback, you can apply the same structure to almost anything. That is what makes the approach powerful. It is not only about one skill, but about becoming someone who can learn effectively. The result is greater confidence, stronger performance, and a clearer path to excellence. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a straightforward framework for improving at nearly any ability, including students, professionals, creators, athletes, and self-directed learners who feel stuck repeating the same efforts without clear progress. It can also help people who believe they lack talent, because it reframes skill as something built through method, feedback, and consistency rather than luck. By guiding you to define success, deconstruct a skill into parts, and practice with intention, the book supports better use of time and energy. That can benefit daily life through higher competence, stronger confidence, and reduced frustration when learning something new. Compared to many personal development titles that rely heavily on inspiration, this book is positioned as a practical playbook. It focuses on actionable steps like planning practice, creating feedback loops, and responding to plateaus with adjustments rather than self-blame. That makes it a worthwhile buy for readers who want to turn motivation into a repeatable process. If you already own general books on habits or mindset, Velasquez offers a more skill-centered roadmap that connects goal clarity, deliberate practice, and real-world performance into one coherent system you can reuse for future learning projects. If you would like to support Nick Velasquez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.